7.
The Western Cape Education Department yesterday releasing the estimated cost of damage to schools in the province. Much of that damage, almost all of it, caused by the Cape storm that hit on the 7th of June. A total of 170 schools damaged there. A further two by fires that burned in the Southern Cape. Debbie Schaefer, the MEC for Education. Demi, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
124 million rand. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is indeed a lot of money.
What sort of damage? I mean, the wind was strong. The rain was nowhere near what we expected it to be, and the sea was exactly as ferocious as we expected it to be. I'm sort of surprised that so much damage seems to have been done. What sorts of damage?
Well, yes, we were obviously hoping for more rain out of the storm, but we were warned that the major concern was the wind, and that really is what caused the majority of the damage. We had 102 schools with roof damage, 27 schools with damage to fences, structural damage at 14 schools, and 4 mobile classrooms that were damaged. So, yeah, it was predominantly related to the wind.
How many schools were not able to resume teaching pretty much immediately? I know there were a couple that on the Thursday following the big storm on the Wednesday didn't go back to school, but to what extent was teaching and learning disrupted by this?
Not too badly. I don't know the exact amount, but it wasn't a huge number. I mean, and what impresses me a lot, I must say, is that 55 schools that were visited were immediately repaired so that teaching and learning could resume almost immediately. So there weren't a huge number, but I don't have the exact figure on that.
I mean, but we're talking about an average of close to a million rand a school.
Yeah, it's very worrying. I mean, I'm sure you know by now the crisis that we are in with our budget in education, particularly. It's very, very difficult. We are always trying to play catch up with the infrastructure as it currently is, never mind with the damage. So, I mean, we're busy trying to maintain our existing schools. We're busy trying to build new schools. We have to replace a number of schools as a result of the regulations on norms and standards. So we really are constantly struggling to keep up. So an additional 124 million is a huge blow to us. The cabinet last week did vote some more money from a contingency fund that we had, but we're only getting 15 million of it. I don't want to sound ungrateful. I'm very happy. But yeah, when you look at the extent, it's not going to cover too much.
Is any of it covered by insurance? Surely much of it should be.
We don't generally, schools don't all insure, particularly the poorer schools. The one in Knysna that was, the hostel was burnt, they do have some insurance, fortunately, but most schools don't because they can't afford it.
Okay, so it is something that the individual school would have to do. There's no possibility for the provincial education department to have a blanket policy and carry the cost.
We've never had that, and the government has always been a self-insurer. But recent discussions we've had do seem to indicate that particularly Public Works is busy looking at the possibility of us maybe doing that in future, because we're sitting now with just a situation that is incredibly difficult to manage. So it is something that does appear to be being reviewed. I wasn't sure whether we had the option to do that. I thought we had to be a self-insurer, but it does appear that it might be possible that we can, but we haven't up to now.
And then out of what it comes out of the infrastructure budget, you got this small tranche of emergency funding, but the rest, the money that goes to fix the roofs and the fences and the structural damage in the mobile classrooms, comes out of a budget which would have been used to repair normal wear and tear and build new infrastructure.
Yes, unless we get other funding. I'm working on discussing with my colleague in finance to see if there is any possibility of getting any more funding from national government for emergencies. We also have had a few corporate people who have indicated they are willing to assist. So I haven't got any firm money yet, but I am meeting next week with one of the corporates who has suggested they are prepared to pay something towards assisting us. So if we can get that, we'll also be extremely pleased.
And the old adage of never wasting a good crisis, I don't know how much of this damage was preventable in the sense of regular maintenance would have probably minimized at least some of it. I don't know if there's any kind of investigation which looks at what was damaged at which schools, looks at the maintenance programs of those schools and makes proposals to other schools. I mean, this was a once in however many year event, northwesterly, strong northwesterly winds are a feature of the Western Cape winter. So is there anything we could be doing that if we get next year in 3 years time a similar strength wind that we don't have as much damage?
Look, as you say, it was an exceptional storm. They said it was the worst in, I think, 50 years. But obviously, we want to learn. We are a learning organization. What particularly concerned me was one particular school that I went to visit, which was only built 2 years ago, and they had, you know, pretty bad damage. So that worries me a lot, and I'm certainly looking into that as to how that could possibly happen after it's only 2 years when you had these, what are they called, beams or whatever, literally being pulled out of the wall. So I am certainly looking at that, and I will certainly ask my infrastructure team to make sure that we do whatever we can. But I don't think a lot of it was necessarily preventable. I mean, it was exceptionally strong wind.
Debbie Schaefer, the MSc for Education, thank you.